Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Edwards. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting second. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Permisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Permisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a line drive towards right. Wyrostek catches it and throws to first to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahl Cup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 1 in the game. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz bunts towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ryan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. Ryan moves to third. Wyrostek moves to second. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Edwards is walked intentionally. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Ryan. Wyrostek moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sauer moves to third. Hermansky moves to second. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sauer scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Premisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Premisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Premisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0-for-1 in the game. Raffensperger strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-2 in the game. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Edwards scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merriman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-2 in the game. Wyrostek strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahlcup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermansky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sauer moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wyrostek, who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Sauer scores. Hermansky goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa is 0-for-2 in the game. Permisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smalley. Herm Wehmeyer pinch runs for Johnny Permisa. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Ken Raffensperger. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-3 in the game. Merriman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermansky, who is chasing the ball. Merriman reaches third base with a triple. Wehmeyer goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dixie Howell now catching. Frank Smith now pitching. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-3 in the game. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-3 in the game. Wyrostek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahlcup hits a line drive into center field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive towards third. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hermansky hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 3 in the game. Rush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Merriman hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 4 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 4 in the game. Wyrostek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Wyrostek reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Edwards scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 4 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 4 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 4 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0 for 4 in the game. Stahlkup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 4 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stahlkup moves to second. Bob Usher pinch hits for Frank Smith. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Merriman hits a line drive into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Erott now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup fields it and has Sauer trapped. There's the throw to McMillan, who throws back over to Stahlkup, who tags Sauer for the out. Jackson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hermanski is walked intentionally. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Mickey Owen. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess now catching. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 5 in the game. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ryan moves to third. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Wyrostek is walked intentionally. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Wyrostek moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Edwards is called out on strikes. one out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess fires to third and picks off Ryan. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-4 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erod fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-5 in the game. Mixis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-5 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erod fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-5 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Erod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erod hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-5 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sauer moves to second. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-6 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Merriman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Merriman reaches second base with a double. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Ryan bunts towards first. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first, with Mixis covering, for the out. Merriman moves to third. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wyrostek is walked intentionally. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Klusowski is walked intentionally. Wyrostek moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Merriman. Wyrostek moves to third. Klusowski moves to second. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-5 in the game. Rush is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-6 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Smalley moves to third. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-6 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Merriman. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. Mixis goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-6 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Sauer is hit by the pitch. Edwards moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-6 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Eddie Erod. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Howell moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Grady Hatton pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 2-for-7 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Merriman bunts towards first. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first, with Mixis covering, for the out. Howell moves to third. Hatton moves to second. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a pop-up towards the mound. Leonard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Wyrostek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermanski. Wyrostek reaches second base with a double. Howell scores. Hatton scores. It's Cubs, 6, Reds, 6. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground that hits Kluszewski. Kluszewski is out and Edwards is safe at first. Wyrostek moves to third. There goes Kluszewski trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Byerly now pitching. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hermansky hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley strikes out. 2 outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byerly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Stahlkup hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Howell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byerly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-7 in the game. Mixas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-7 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mixas moves to second. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mixas moves to third. 2 outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Bud Byerly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byerly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 2-for-7 in the game, with a double and a triple. he's got one RBI. Merriman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bongholtz. Merriman reaches second base with a double. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 6 in the game. With a walk, Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 2 for 6 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 7 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hermansky hits a fly ball into right field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 3 for 7 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and 4 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Klusowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 3 for 7 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Klusowski moves to second. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1 for 8 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klusowski moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 8 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to home to get Klusowski. Edwards moves to third. Stahlcup moves to second. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Edwards scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.